Some kids have to work hard and be coached up to become good athletes. For Lori Stahl, her softball pitching gifts were obvious from an early age. Natalie Zachary Stevens was a softball teammate of Lori's at an early age. As Stahl's catcher, she knew how hard Lori could throw. Stevens said back in the early years, she only wore a flimsy chest protector and face mask, no helmet, throat protector, or shin guards. She said she wore her father's glove, but no catcher's mitt. She also put a foam pad inside the glove because her hand would get so sore from trying to catch Lori's fastball. This was middle school age. Stevens said Lori's pitching was wild at an early age, and batters feared her because she was just as likely to hit a batter as throw a strike. By the time Lori Stahl reached double figures in age, she had started finding her control. Her southpaw heat and her improved control helped the Chillicothe SBA All-Star team finish second in the 1976 National Tournament. Members of the team said at times they just stood around in the field the entire game because no one could make contact with Lori's pitches. Lisa Gable, also a member of the SBA All-Star team, said Stahl had one of the first windmill pitches, which would confuse the opponents. Opposing coaches would always shout at the umpire and declare that they were playing under protest, thinking the windmill style just had to be an illegal pitch. As Stahl got older, she was a sought-after member of All-Star summer teams, since Chillicothe was many years away from their first high school softball team. After her graduation from high school in 1979, Stahl became a member of the Texas A&M softball program. Her presence was felt immediately. Her A&M stats are borderline unbelievable, including the only consecutive four-year All-American in A&M softball history. Still set records in wins with 145 strikeouts, with 1,357, an ERA at 0.34, and innings pitched at 1,317.1, all are still records for A&M this many years later. Behind Stahl, the Aggies won their first softball NCAA championship in 82, repeated in 83. One year, A&M, with the help of Stahl, didn't allow a run in six Women's College World Series games. In the 1983 season, Stahl led the NCAA in strikeouts, averaging 8 per game, and in victories with 30 wins. Stahl was selected to the U.S. women's softball team in the Pan American Games in 1983. Again, she was unbelievable against the best, tossing a 5-inning no-hitter and a 16-0 win. Their team finished with a silver medal. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.